Apale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Orale, the onda of this week in Caló is cucuy. It means a nondescript monster. Its origin is an Iberian mythical creature with a coconut-like head. The mythical figure migrated in stories from southern Europe to the Americas with the Spanish, who took it up the Rio Grande. By the time it rooted in local culture, it was only a rumor, something nobody could describe that was lurking out there somewhere. Today, it's a catch-all term for an unseen monster, same as the boogeyman. It can get you, but nobody knows how.
It must be cucuy.
There was never any doubt that it was cucuy that had been following Boy's brother Flaco when he was walking home from the high school basketball game at night. Flaco dashed inside his home as soon as he got close and startled his jefitos, who'd been staying up for him and watching TV.
Epale, Flaco, what's wrong? What's wrong with you rushing in like that? His jefito said.
Well, somebody was following me all the way from school, and I ran in at the last moment, Flaco said.
Following you? You see him? His jefito said.
Nail, I could just feel somebody was behind me everywhere I went, Flaco said. His jefito looked at his jefita and wrinkled his brow.
When you were walking, were the dogs barking behind you or only in front? His jefito asked.
Now that you asked, the dogs weren't barking at all, Flaco said. His jefito gave him a look of astonishment.
Is it windy outside? Okay, he asked Flaco.
I don't know, Flaco said.
Did you stop and start to make sure somebody was following you? His jefito asked.
Nail, said Flaco.
Any cars come by? He asked Flaco.
I think so, Flaco said, looking down to remember what had happened.
Why'd you walk home? Why didn't your friends give you a ride? His jefito asked.
Oh, because the game was going too long, and I wanted to leave before they did, said Flaco.
And when you were walking across the parking lot, did you see anybody following you? His jefito asked.
Nail, but I wasn't looking, said Flaco.
Who do you think was following you? You in trouble with somebody or something? His jefito asked.
Nobody that I know of, said Flaco.
So you just felt it, not hear it or see anybody? His jefito asked.
Flaco nodded, his face looking down.
After a long pause, his jefito turned to his wife and shook his head.
No sound, even the dogs in the barrio couldn't hear it. It even calmed the wind.
Must have been cucuy, his jefito said.
And you sure it didn't get you? He asked further.
I don't think so, said Flaco.
Pues, we'll see tomorrow if you're no longer afraid to go out in the night, said his jefito.
Flaco looked up and gave him a puzzled look.
That's how cucuy gets you. It makes you afraid of going out at night, his jefito explained.
Come on, let's go to bed, vieja. That's all we can do,
he turned and said to his wife.
Cucuy doesn't come into houses. It stays outside at night and only follows scared boys, he added.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.